Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and today we are going to continue talking on the subject of self-forgiveness. This month we have been talking about self-forgiveness and dealing with some of those things that we've done in our past that we have continued to allow to haunt us. Some of those things that we've done, those past mistakes that we have done to ourselves and other people that has affected them negatively, and we have continued to allow those things to hinder us. We have continued to allow those things to have us live in guilt. We have allowed those things to have us depressed. And so we have been talking about those things for the past 2 weeks and some of those things that we had to deal with, some of those things that needed to be laid on the surface, some of those things that we had to allow the Holy Spirit to show us because we didn't recognize that we were still holding those things against us. So today we're going to go and we're going to discuss from the topic, from the scripture of Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 22, and we're going to discuss on the topic of don't go back. Today what we want to accomplish is, how do I get to the place to where I don't fall back into holding unforgiveness for myself once I have allowed the Lord to show me what it is that I need to be forgiven myself for, and then once I begin that process. And so we want to get to the place to where we aren't continually going back to that place where we were, that dark place that hindered us from moving forward, that place that hindered us from seeing clearly. We want to make sure that we are not going back to that place, but that we are moving forward. And we may not be moving forward in a fast pace, but as long as we're moving forward and not going backwards is what's going to help us to remain free from falling back into having that unforgiveness for ourselves. So in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 22, it reads, "Remember these things, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I have made you. You are my servant, O Israel. I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." As I continue to read those words, and it just kept in my mind, the word remember just kept replaying in my mind, remember, remember, remember. And all I can think about is, when we think about that word remember, we oftentimes revert to the negative things. When we are remembering things in our lives and when we are constantly thinking about things that has happened in our lives, a lot of times it's the negative things that we ponder on. It's not the positive things. We allow the negative to outweigh the positive, and oftentimes we have experienced and been through so much more positive things than negative things. But when we are remembering, remembering, and remembering the old things, that's one of the things that causes us to stay in that guilty state. It causes us to continue to be in depression or to continue to beat ourselves up because we are remembering the negative thing. We are allowing it to replay in our mind. And when it replays, I'm not sure if you've ever experienced this, but when you allow something to replay in your mind, sometimes it's made worse than it originally was in the first place. And so one of the things that I want us to acknowledge is, when we are remembering, when we are pondering on things in our lives, don't just ponder on the negative thing. And then when we do, when the negative does come up, we don't want to blotch it out as if it never happened, because it did. But we want to have it in a place to where we are learning from what we did. We have learned from that mistake, and we are allowing it to be a testimony rather than allowing it to beat us up even more than it has already had. And so that was just one of the things that I was just sitting here this morning, and that word remember just kept popping out to me. And we just want to make sure that when we are thinking on things, regardless of where you are in your day, you want to make sure that you are overlapping the good, the negative with the positive. We don't want to keep pondering on the negative thing. And we also may want to get rid of some of those things that are causing us to remember the negative. Oftentimes we want to remove those negative thoughts and those negative memories, but we still have all of the proof of that all around us, whether it be at work, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be in our house, regardless of the fact of where it is. Sometimes we need to remove those items that's causing us to ponder on those negative things that had us feeling guilty and holding unforgiveness towards ourselves. And so that was just something that I wanted to put out there before I actually went into today's topic. And so verse 21 reads at the beginning, "Remember these things, O Israel." So the topic we're coming from today is don't go back. And in order for us not to go back, we have to remember whose we are. Oftentimes we are seeing ourselves only in our eyes and not God's eyes. We have to remember that God created us, and we are in a covenant relationship with him. He was the one that chose us. And so when we're in a covenant relationship with someone, there's a contract there. There were words exchanged. There was a promise that was made, and we agreed, and we connected. And so when we are going through life and when we make those mistakes, we don't go back when we remember who we are, when we remember that we had a covenant relationship with a God that is so powerful and so mighty. We have to remember that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and so we are not in a relationship with God as if we are with someone else, with one of our friends. The relationship that we have with God is so powerful, and it should be so intimate that we should go to him for anything, anytime we feel that we're falling back into something that we shouldn't be falling back in. We should reach up. We should remember and acknowledge whose we are. We should fall on our knees, reach our hands up in the air, and acknowledge, God, I recognize that I am your servant. I no longer want to live in bondage. This is not what we came into covenant for, and so I need you to help me. And when we acknowledge whose we are, when we get to the place to where we are really knowing, not just saying that, yes, this is who I am, but when we get it in our heart, and it's embedded in our heart and it's embedded in our mind, then we won't be so easy to beat ourselves up when we make a mistake. It won't be so hard for us to go to God instead of holding on to these different feelings that we are having when we make mistakes in our lives. And so we can't go back. We don't want to go back because we have to recognize who we are. God chose us. Can you imagine being chosen for something? I'm thinking of a classroom full of kids, and the teacher is going to pick one helper, and you have all of these kids just raising their hand, raising their hand, raising their hand. And if you're that child that's picked, you are so excited that you are picked because you get to help the teacher for the day. Well, just imagine that God chose you. He chose you to be in a covenant relationship with him. He chose you to be on this Christian journey, and he is going to be there with you. The word of God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so when we feel as if we're going back, when those thoughts are continually coming to our mind, we have to remember who we are. He says, remember these things, O Jacob, for you are my servant. We don't serve fear. We don't serve depression. We don't serve self-hurt. We serve God. He created us. We are his. And so we have to serve him. And when we're serving him, we have to remember that we are his. And so when we belong to him, we have to pull out his attributes. We have to resemble him. We have to do those things that are in that covenant relationship that we agreed to. And that includes forgiveness. And so we have to remember that we have to forgive ourselves for those things. And when they begin to come back up, or if somebody continues to try to throw things in your face or make you feel guilty for what you've done, you have to remember, it has to be you that stands on the promise that you are in relationship with God, that you are his. Oftentimes we begin to feel guilty because our children are reminding us of our past. Our siblings are reminding us of our past. The world is reminding us of our past. But you have to remind yourself of whose you are. You are God's child. He is in covenant relationship with you. His word continually reminds us that we are his and that he chose us. He chose us before we even chose him. And so don't go back because you are better than your past. Your past is not who you are. Don't allow people to push you backwards just because they want to continually repeat and remind you of what you did. Testify to what you did and how God brought you out. Don't allow other people to continue to try to bring you down because they're insecure in who they are. We need to be secure in who we are. And so we're secure in who we are when we remember who we are. I love the word of God because it continually reminds you God loves you. God is here with you. God will forgive you. There will be consequences to your actions, but that does not mean that God does not love you and he will not forgive you. Just because you are going through a consequence of your action does not mean that you are no longer in covenant relationship. When we continually repent, when we continually stay in the word and do what the Lord is telling us to do, then we should have a peace of mind that surpasses all understanding. So don't go back because you are God. You are in relationship with him. He chose you. And so also in verse 21, it says, remember these things, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I have made you. You are my servant, O Israel. I will not forget you. So don't go back because we have to remember whose we are, but we also have to remember who made us. We belong to our Creator. Can you imagine being a part of something, saying that I belong to this group or I belong to this organization? But imagine if you started the organization and you belong to the organization. God, we are God. He created us and we belong to him. So he didn't create us and give us away. He didn't create us and say, here, depression, take her. Here, fear, take him. Here, guilt, take her. God created us and he has kept us in relationship with him. We weren't made to live in guilt. We weren't made to live in fear. We are branded. We are branded with the name of Jesus Christ. We are not a knockoff. We don't claim the name without living out the attributes that the Word of God is saying that we should live. We have to remember who made us. We have the brand on us that cannot be removed. The blood of Jesus Christ cannot be removed from us. And so we have to acknowledge that we have been made by a God that is greater than any. This is no handmade thing that God has done. God has taken us and he has created us in his own image. He has created each of us so unique. But we have to get to the place to where we are recognizing who made us. The world did not make us, so we should stop trying to be like the world and try to be more like Christ. The world did not make us, so we should stop trying to fit in. We can't go back to those old ways. We can't go back to that bondage. We are to live free. We are to live at peace. We are to live in relationship with God. And when we are holding unforgiveness for ourselves, that's not living in a covenant relationship with God. Because Jesus didn't die for us to be in bondage. He didn't die for us to hold unforgiveness for ourselves. If God forgives you, why can't you forgive you? We don't want to go back to that state to where we are when we are not forgiving ourselves. We have to make sure that we are living up to the name of our Creator. John 3:17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And so we have to stop condemning ourselves. There's a total difference between conviction and condemnation. The Holy Spirit convicts us in showing us what we have done wrong and then leads us back into the right way. But condemnation comes when we are holding that guilt and that shame for years. We are condemning ourselves. The Holy Spirit doesn't condemn. We condemn. And so we need to move ourselves out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to do the work that he does so that we can move past this bondage that we have placed ourselves in. And so we don't want to go back to that state once we have been free, once we have identified those things that we have been holding on to, once the Lord begins to show us how to walk out and become free and live a lifestyle of being free. Not just acknowledging that you can be free, but really walking out freedom. That's two different things. A lot of times we are acknowledging the word and what it can do for somebody else, but we are not holding on to it for ourselves. We are quick to give a word and encourage someone else, but we don't give ourselves the same word and encourage ourselves. And so we have to get to the place to where we are believing the word of God for us. We can't just believe it for everyone else. We have to believe it for ourselves. We have to believe that what the word of God says about us is as true as it is about our friends. We can't go back to living a lifestyle of bondage. We don't leave bondage to live in bondage. We don't leave the world of bondage to come into a relationship with Christ to be in bondage. We are to be free. And so when we find ourselves living in bondage or when the Holy Spirit reveals to us that we are living in bondage, then there's something that we have to do. We know we need to fall before God and allow him to show us what we're doing. Oftentimes we don't allow the word to marinate. We don't allow it to speak to us. We need to begin to allow the word to speak to us so that we don't go back into that situation. The Lord does not want us to live in guilt. He doesn't want us to walk around depressed every day, hating everybody, just mean, because we're holding unforgiveness for ourselves in our heart. The Lord is calling us to be free. We are in covenant relationship with him. We are his. He made us. And he made us so he knows how we work. God knows how we work. We need to get to the place to where we know how he works. Just showing up to church whenever we show up to church is not guaranteeing you that you're not getting to know Christ and getting to know what the word of God says. We have to begin to spend time with God on our own. We have to begin to get to that place to where we are spending daily time with God and we are allowing him to speak to us. We are speaking to him. We are allowing him to make us over. We are allowing him to make us into who he has created us to be. But we don't get to that place when we don't spend time with God, when we don't acknowledge that he created us. And so when he created us, he knew all of the mess ups that we were going to do. But he's still there for us. He wants to help us. But we have to be willing to allow him to help us. In verse 22, it says, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. And so that passage is just a lifesaver in and of itself. We have the word of God is saying, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. So if this is what the word of God is saying, then why can't we do it? We have to remember that we are redeemed. We don't want to go back to where we were. We don't want to go back to that old lifestyle of living in guilt because we are redeemed. The Lord is saying, I have swept your offenses away like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me. And so when we repent, when we go to God and ask for forgiveness, he forgives us. So after we do that is when we need to turn and begin to live and walk in freedom. Once God does it, it's done. But we have to release ourselves also. We cannot continue to go. We can't continue to go to God asking for forgiveness and then leave him and still walk in bondage. We can't do that. The Lord has given us the opportunity to be free. So why would we want to be bound? Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. And so as these words from the Word of God are speaking to us, we have to remember, if God forgives me, I need to forgive me. I need to get to the place to where I am standing on the Word of God. I am believing what the Word of God is saying to me. I believe that the Lord has blotted out my sins, and so now I need to blot out my sins, and I need to learn from my mistakes and move forward. I need to stop living in guilt. I need to stop being mean to everybody. I need to stop being depressed because I wasn't the parent that I wanted to be, or because I was on drugs, or because I got a divorce, or because I had a baby out of wedlock. We have to get to the place to where we are no longer living in guilt for these things. Don't go back to that lifestyle after we have gone to the Lord and been forgiven, because we are His and He made us. And so we also have to remember that we are redeemed. We are free. Jesus didn't die for us to live in bondage. And oftentimes when we're dealing with unforgiveness, it's a touchy subject, and a lot of us don't want to deal with it. But harboring unforgiveness is sin. And it's not until we get to the place of releasing that and allowing the Lord to make us over that we can be free. We often want to hear words that have to do with us being elevated and us getting this and getting that, but when correction comes, we really don't want to take it. And this is just isn't for you, this is also for me, because I was dealing with unforgiveness of others and unforgiving myself. And as I was going through this, the Lord was dealing with me, and I had to get to the place to where I really began to forgive. And if we don't forgive, we don't even realize that we're not forgiving someone, because we feel like we're entitled. I feel like I don't have to forgive you, but it's not my place. If I'm saying that I'm a child of God and I live for God and I'm a Christian, I have to forgive other people and myself. And so I cannot continue to say that I'm a Christian and harbor unforgiveness. We have to get to the place to where we are releasing this stuff. Some of us are holding on to unforgiveness, and it's hindering us from moving to the next level. We have to get to the place to where we are doing self-examinations, allowing the Holy Spirit to show us what we're doing. We have to continually stay in the presence of God and continually allow Him to do the work that He has to do in us so that we can move forward in being free and being a witness for Him to build the kingdom. None of this is about us. It's not about God just trying to beat on you or tell you everything that you are doing wrong. This is all so that we can be a witness for Christ to build the kingdom. And so we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging, God, You love me. Now I just need to believe it. God, Your word is written. You said it's for me. Now I just need to believe it. I need to believe it for me. I believe it for everyone else, but now it's time for me to believe it for me. It's time for me to stop repeating the word of God as if I'm believing it and begin to believe it as I repeat it. We have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging that we do not have it all the way. We do not have it, and that's why we need God. And as we continue to walk on our journey, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, and He will strengthen us. But it's not until we get in His presence and acknowledge that what His word is saying, what He is saying to us is true. And so we have to allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. We don't want to go backwards. We want to move forward. But we can't move forward when we're harboring unforgiveness in our hearts for ourselves. And it's just as important. Unforgiveness for yourself is just as important as unforgiveness for someone else. Unforgiveness is unforgiveness. So we have to get to the place to where we are allowing the Word of God to speak to us in such a way that we are acknowledging any darkness, anything that shouldn't be there. We are allowing that light to shine upon that darkness so that we can be free, so that our hearts can be healed and we can be restored. And once we get to that place, we will be able to see things and people so much more clear. We will begin to allow the Lord to make us into who He has created us to be. So many of us do not realize that we have a purpose here. There's so many people that does not recognize that they have a purpose, and we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose from God. And it's not until we get in his presence and aligned with him that we are able to fulfill that purpose. And when we're fulfilling that purpose, that comes with some correction that has to take place. It comes with encouragement. It comes with some teaching. But we don't want to dismiss the correction. We don't want to dismiss that. The word of God says the Lord chastises those whom he loves in the book of Revelation. And so when the Lord is correcting us, it's because he loves us and we are his covenant people. And he wants us to be more and more and more like his son, Jesus Christ. And so don't get mad or feel guilty and live in more guilt because the Lord is correcting you. The Lord corrects those whom he loves. And so when you receive that correction, number one, recognize that the Lord loves you. But number two, change. Repent and learn from your mistake. So again, we don't go back to unforgiveness for ourselves when we remember whose we are, when we remember who made us, and when we remember that we're redeemed. And that was from Isaiah 44, verses 21 through 22. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another encouraging word, God, that you have sent forth, God. I pray that even as you have continued to reveal things to us that we were not forgiving ourselves for, God, I pray, God, that you help us to move forward. God, help us not to go back to the lifestyle and the thought process that we had prior to us coming to you, God. I pray that you will strengthen us for our journey daily, God. I pray that each and every listener, God, will begin to spend more and more time with you, oh God. I pray, God, that we will have self-examinations, God, that will allow your Holy Spirit to reveal those things to us that are hindering us, God, those things that we do not even see, God, those things that we have hidden so much so in our heart, God, that we don't even recognize that it's there, God. But I just pray, God, that you continue to prepare us, God, that we may be able to do the work that you have for us to do, God, that we may recognize that you love those whom you chastise, God, that we may recognize that we are a chosen generation, God, a royal priesthood, God. And I pray, God, that we continue to stand firm on your word, God. You said in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us, God, and we are believing you for that today, God. I pray right now, God, for a day of freedom, God, for everyone that will listen to this message, oh God. I pray, God, that they will be available and open to hear your voice, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will strengthen us in all that we do, God. I pray, God, that you will continue to encourage us and lead us and guide us in everything that we have to do for you, God. I pray that you stop us from moving towards anything, Lord, or speaking anything that you are not having us to speak, God. I pray that we remove ourselves from the situation, God, and allow you to be seen in everything that we say and do. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApreCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.